And yes, it's time for the Valley Talk program here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, on this rainy Thursday, May 2nd morning. Bo Melby here, and I'm joined today with Tim Finseth of the Northwest Regional Development Commission, the transportation planner, and he's here to talk about safe routes to school. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course, it's a pleasure, and well, it's a great topic to discuss today, and I know there's a lot of things you want to go through, so I'll let you start. What do you have for us?
Okay, Bo, well, a little over a year ago, my office, the Northwest Regional Development Commission, worked with the Crookston School District to develop a grant with the Minnesota Department of Transportation that would assist us in doing a planning effort for Highland Elementary here in Crookston. The process is quite long and intensive, and you don't just make a simple plan. This is a plan that greatly involves the community. We do not do this in a vacuum. We brought together a great community representation, you know, people from the county, people from the city, the citizens, people from the school, students, faculty, everybody that we can bring together. And we just started the planning process. So last fall, I started coming to town on a regular basis and working with the locals, trying to talk through a plan. We met pretty regular in the fall, and we did observations. We went out in the mornings watching traffic, and in the afternoons watching traffic. We walked around the community, the whole school area, assessing the sidewalks and signage and stripings and lighting and the whole thing. We looked at everything we could possibly think about. We also did student surveys to get a little input from the students themselves. And we did a parent survey, a pretty in-depth parent survey that gathered a lot of information about what's going on with the schools. If you look back over the years, you know, back in 1970, approximately 50% of the students walked or rode a bike to school.
Really?
But in today's world, that's pretty small.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you through observation at Highland Elementary, you're looking at like 1% of the kids that actually walk or bike to school. So it's pretty low. So the question is, what can we do to help that? Now, some things, you know, where schools are built, how roads are built, things like that play an impact. The weather plays an impact. So some of those things we can't help, but there certainly can be some things we can do to help get kids to walk and bike to school. And we find every study shows that if a kid does some walking, some exercise, some ability to move around a little bit before they go into the classroom is always a better experience. So we want to encourage that as much as we can. And if you look at the amount of traffic around the school, any car we can eliminate from that mix is going to make things a whole lot safer for those students. When we did our observation, people that were there watching were flabbergasted. People that live right here in the community couldn't believe the amount of traffic that you have right here at Highland in the mornings. We did both a morning and an afternoon on just one day, and I can give you a few numbers. Mm-hmm. At the intersections around all those around the school, we counted 1,045 vehicles that went through different intersections right around the immediate school.
Wow.
6% of them were distracted driving.
Oof.
6% of the drivers that came right next to the school were on their phone. And that's a concern. Mm-hmm. And again, my job here is to make observations of what people do with it. Yeah. That's up to them. I'm not here to judge or anything like that. I'm just telling
you what
we saw.
Laying out the facts, right?
This is what we saw. Mm-hmm. About 2% actually weren't driving in a designated lane, like they went outside of where their lane was supposed to be, that a vehicle's mm-hmm. supposed to be. 4.5% stopped outside of a designated stopping area. And 1% of the vehicles did not yield for pedestrian.
Ooh.
So 1% is too much for that.
Exactly.
What really, if you know the Highland area, there's a couple of busy intersections with stop signs. 17% of the vehicles that went through did rolling stops.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, that's got to be a big thing.
It was.
Yeah.
So when you look at that kind of stuff, then you look at the parent survey that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And why are parents not letting their students walk to school? And believe it or not, those of us with, you know, a little bit older, we like to say, oh, kids today are lazy. They don't want to walk. They don't want to do things. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the parent survey, the parents are admitting that their kids are asking to walk or bike to school. It's the parents that are saying no, because the parents look at the danger around the school, mm-hmm. and they don't want to put their kids through that. So what can we do to help that? That's what the plan is about. What can we do to help the community to encourage students to walk and bike to school and encourage the parents to let their kids walk and bike to school? So infrastructure is obviously one of the things that comes to mind. And if we look at some of the sidewalks around the school, we don't have really good bike parking there.
Mm-hmm.
There's some areas where the kids are forced to step out onto the street to get to where they need to go. Well, we got to solve that.
Yeah.
And that's an easy fix. It's not a hard fix. We can solve that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the sidewalks need a little bit of repair. There's some cracking. Some of them could be a little wider. The approaches from the sidewalk down to the street, some of those are definitely in need of repair to make it a little easier to get the students straight across the street in a safe way. Signage. Oh, my goodness. There's some signs around that school that I don't know how old they are, but they've got to be about as old as I am. And they're, you know, they're faded and, mm-hmm. and they just need repair. Well, that's a simple thing. We can come up with a solution to get new signage.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we heard over and over in all the meetings was the lighting.
Yeah.
And in my observations there, and you think about it today, now the sun comes up a little earlier and goes down later. So it's a little lighter when the kids are coming and going to school. But I was there in October, and in the morning, it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, one morning I was standing, leaning by an intersection near the school, and I had my little clipboard, and I was kind of keeping track of traffic and pedestrians, what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody actually called the police and said, hey, there's a stranger standing in the shadows watching our students, which is pretty funny. That's awesome that somebody actually paid attention.
Yes.
and did call the police on me that morning. But the point of that is it's dark.
Yeah.
And people couldn't see who I was or what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we can fix that. Again, that's a simple fix.
Yeah.
We can get some lighting in. We can work on these things. And when we did this parent survey, one of the things parents talked about was how dark it is, mm-hmm. and that they want better lighting. So, the parents mentioned signage, traffic control, some flashing lights at intersections, all kinds of little things like that we can do to truly make it a safer place for kids to get to school.
Yeah, well, and that's obviously that's the main thing, because I myself went to Highland 15 years ago at this rate, but I mean, and what you're bringing up, it's bringing back memories for me, and that's how I remember it growing up, and so nothing's changed in a long, long time, and obviously, and as you said too, less and less kids are going, riding the bike or walking to school, and yeah, it's definitely something a lot of things can be easily fixed and really help move things along. So those are some of the easier fixes. I mean, so what else? I mean, is there any like bigger things that you wanted to work like that are going to maybe take some more time or not just as easy as putting in some more lights or sticking in some signs?
This is a long-term plan.
Yeah.
This is something that we want the community to keep looking at and keep working on. And in some of the things that I've put together in the plan, and by the way, again, this is not my plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is the community's plan. My job is to bring people together and facilitate it and help put it together. So this is driven locally. It's driven by the local citizens. It's driven by the people that use it. So some of the things I've put in here are a little vague, mm-hmm. because 5 years ago, we didn't know what it was going to look like around the school, and we certainly don't know what it's going to look like 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make the plan vague to include as much as we possibly can. Safety around the school, when you talk about big projects, some of the sidewalk projects that we're going, they sound simple, but by the time you get the engineering involved and mm-hmm. by the time you get the cost of today's concrete and, mm-hmm. and the labor it takes to put that in, it does add up to serious money. And that's serious money that either the school or the city of Crookston, depending where it's at, will have to think about how they're going to handle. The intersection at Barrett and Central is just chaos.
Yes.
If you want to see chaos, go to that intersection early in the morning.
Yep.
So we need to do something there to really, really control that traffic. And that and Barrett and 3rd Avenue was just... The 3rd Avenue was almost as bad as Barrett mm-hmm. and Central. So we need to do some work in that area to slow traffic down. We saw some pretty high speed things go through there, and you know, we have little kids walking by there, and you know, something to remember, we're going to add more students to that school
because that's right,
because of what's happening at the Washington school, I believe it is mm-hmm. So we're going to add more traffic.
Yeah.
It's not going to get less. So we need to do whatever we can. So we've developed some possible trails coming in from different directions that would help encourage students to walk or bike. Some ideas that people have had is a walking train or walking bike, or a bike train, where you can get a central area where it's known that this certain time everybody meets and you walk or bike to school together from that point. And that, you know, safety in numbers, mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
Their parents don't want their kids being alone out there. But we can do something like that really doesn't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get kids to walk or bike to school in a safe way. Another thing that we run into with a lot of parents is they say, hey, we just live too far away. And mm-hmm. obviously, if you live out in the country or you live on the way south end of town, it's a long way to the school. So you're going to give your kid a ride or have the bus take them to school. Well, what about a drop-off point near the school that kids could collect at and then walk the last block together
mm-hmm.
to the school just to get a little bit of exercise, a little bit of that zip taken out of them before they go into the classroom?
Yeah.
And that would, if we had a different point for a drop-off, that would alleviate a lot of traffic that goes through these two intersections we just spoke about, and especially go through the drop-off zone at the school, which mm-hmm. is in itself quite busy.
Yes.
So if we can do some little things like that, implement some volunteers in the community to help out with that,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't even cost any money.
Yeah.
And we could solve some. So that's part of the thing that we're looking at is not just big infrastructure. And when you talk about big infrastructure, the city of Crookston has done a pretty good job working on these streets.
Mm-hmm.
Your streets in that area are pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't necessarily need to go through huge projects there, but we can tidy them up a little bit and just make them a little bit better. If you look, when you went to school, if you look at an aerial photo from 20 years ago, to today, and you look at the number of houses built out in that side of town, it's a lot.
It is. It really is.
It looks like two different communities if you look at that aerial photo. So we want to look at things like that. Well, there's just simply more people there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do things that can accommodate those people.
Well, especially exiting like paths from that side where, as you know, when I was going to school, it was just the two sides you could go on because there weren't many houses over there. So it makes sense, I'm guessing, to expand and make more opportunities for people to be able to walk. And
right.
Yeah, that I really like that idea of that drop-off zone a block away, especially just said those two intersections, notorious. I mean, everyone knows if you've had a child go through school in Crookston, you know those two intersections very well. So it's good to know that that's being talked about, because I'm sure that was probably a main one in like those surveys that was probably those high danger areas, because you said it's chaos.
Was. And mm-hmm. like I said, the students are asking their parents to walk or bike.
Mm-hmm.
It's the parents that are saying no for good reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's just look at those things. And, you know, one thing we found when we were doing this study is mm-hmm. Highland School has a beautiful little nature area mm-hmm. right by there.
Yep.
Well, one of the things we came up with, let's do some little sidewalk trail type thing through that area.
Yeah.
A little outdoor classroom setting. Let's enhance that and mm-hmm. give the students an opportunity for a place to go out again and walk and burn off a little of that energy.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a learning experience. It's a beautiful little spot there. Mm-hmm. I was pretty impressed with that. That was just a sidebar to this whole plan that we came. Several people on the committee said, hey, we need to come up with some things to do at that area to make that area better for the school and for the community.
Yeah.
So the school is doing some things already that are good. They're mm-hmm. doing some things with training for bicycles and walking and biking training they're mm-hmm. they're doing for the students, teaching them some things about the road right-of-ways and the proper way to cross and things like that. So the school is doing some of those things. You have a resource officer there that's doing a lot of those programs. So there's some good things happening out there. We need to just take those things and build on them, expand, and maybe do some things to a little bit more expansion on those programs to help encourage the parents and the students to feel comfortable about walking and biking to school.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's as you said, being the factor where it's, not kids not wanting to go and parents just needing a little more knowing that their kids are going to be safe. And obviously with those programs will obviously be the best way to go about that. And again, education is not going to be a huge cost as well, right? Those type of programs, I mean, it's not like redoing a road. It's just something the school can do that can be part of their education. You know, it's not a big side thing to come in. So That's a great programming like that. And is there anything else like program wise that they were thinking or?
Well, you know, there's like a bike rodeo, mm-hmm. Different things like that the school can work on that will help. And there's resources out there. There's a Towards Zero Death program here in Polk County. Yep. They can help. The SHIP program, the Statewide Health Improvement Partnership, they can help. Save Kids out of Grand Forks is a great resource mm-hmm. for us. So we can draw in from other resources to help the community, help the school. And that leads to, you know, where do we want to go in the future? Yeah. Obviously, if you're going to redo several blocks of sidewalk, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds crazy to talk numbers like that, but I deal in transportation every day, and the numbers to build roads and bridges and sidewalks, all these things, it's staggering what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that the community wanted to be involved with this program is this program, once you have a plan in place, the community and the school district have this a plan and that we can physically hang on to and say, here, we've done the study, we've done the work, we know some of the things that we need. That opens up the door to give the community a little boost up when it comes to getting some grants from the state and federal government.
Okay.
And that's where we ultimately want to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
There's programs out there funded by the state and federal government. They're not always easy to get. Sometimes, you know, it's a competitive process. You're competing against your neighboring towns
for sure,
counties, and you're competing against sometimes people from across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have everything in place that we can to help us succeed in getting grant money to the city of Crookston and to the school district of Crookston. And this program does that. This program is something that grant people that decide the points on grants mm-hmm. and where you rank and if you yep. should get funded or not. They look at this and they take a serious look at this plan. And if you have this plan in place, it gives you extra points on your application. It gives you a leg up on other communities that don't have this plan.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, we're hoping in the very near future that we don't leave this burden on Highland School District or the Crookston School District, I should say, and we don't leave this burden on the city of Crookston. We get help from the state and federal government to help fund these things that you and I have been talking about. If we can get some grant money in to help pay for new signage, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, if we can get some grant money in to help redo the sidewalks and the approaches from the streets up to those sidewalks and make them more handicap accessible. And that brings up another point. There's some areas that if you were a person that had some special mm-hmm. needs, there's places you would have a very hard time walking or biking or rolling to the school. So we, and that just, this opens up that door to bring in some of that money from other sources to really truly help the community out. And I'm pretty confident that this is a pretty good plan that the community's put together, and I'm feeling good about it. I think we can count on some good things coming to the community in the future.
Well, I mean, yeah, you hand me a packet at the beginning of this, and I've been just looking through it, and yes, I mean, it is just in detail and depth. I mean, pictures, graphs, I mean, and like I said, all the different programs and organizations that can be part of it. I mean, just everything. This clearly wasn't something that was done in a day. I mean, you guys have definitely done your homework and put a lot of time into it. And as you said, I mean, having this to help out, try to get those grants and really, again, not put the burden on the individual in the town and in the community. So it's, I mean, I think that this is just a great thing for us. And I mean, so how long did this take? I mean, how long was this whole process? Obviously, it's still going, but yeah. I mean,
we're from the very beginning mm-hmm. to now, we have probably a little over a year into this.
Wow.
But yeah, it's not just the year of us doing this. We're relying on information going backwards also. The information True. That we've been gathering from people in the community, city employees. The city employees have a really good handle on what's happening around town. They, mm-hmm. they know what's going on. The city police department, they know what's going on. They, you know, so we're drawing from those resources that go back years.
Yeah.
So some of it's relying on memory, but some of it's going back looking at statistics, mm-hmm. Photos or whatever from the past too. So, but to the actual plan that you see in front of you, that's a solid year's work.
Yeah, I could tell. It's very exciting to think about some great positive changes for our community. And again, just to help out our youth. And I mean, that's obviously that's what we need for our community is to help those kids have a great education and continue on and hopefully stick around as well. So, Tim, we are a little bit over time. We have about a minute or two. Is there anything else you want to discuss or to mention?
Well, I just appreciate the mm-hmm. city of Crookston. I've spent a lot of time here in the last year working on this. There's a lot of really good people that care about the kids, and that's what this is about. This
yeah.
is about the kids. This isn't about you and I. This is about getting the kids to and from school safely and hopefully with a little bit of exercise and maybe some fun in that whole process. So the community, the adults are very concerned about that and very willing to make sure that we move forward and ultimately make things better. Things are good. They're not bad. And in this process, I'm not saying this
yeah.
is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Things are good, and we just want to make them better.
That sounds great. Well, Tim, again, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming in, and just thank you for being a part of this great program, and we look forward to hearing some more news as it goes on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right. Once again, that was Tim Finseth with the Northwest Regional Development Commission, the transportation planner, with doing the Safe Routes to School over at Highland and just doing a lot of great work there. And so, again, as I mentioned, we're looking forward to hearing how that goes here coming up. But